Saturday on the first day of pool play in the NEO Community Showcase 12U Baseball Tournament from Willock Park in Canton. It was the Highland Hawks Yoder team going 2-0, and Highland Hawks hometown 12U goes 0-2. For the Highland Hawks Yoder team, they defeated the PLX Pirates team by the score of 11-8 as PLX Pirates led 4-1 after 2, but then Highland came back to tie it up at 4 apiece before the Pirates would take a 8-4 lead through 3 innings. But then in a big 7-run 4th inning for the Highland Yoder team would give them the win by the final margin of 11-8. For Highland Yoder, they had 11 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. And for the PLX Pirates, they had 8 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors, and 2 left on base. Two pitchers on the mound for Highland was Cody Miller as well as Wyatt Troyer. Cody Miller went 2 innings, allowed 4 runs, 2 hits, struck out 3, and walked 3. While Troyer threw the final 2 innings of relief to get the win, he allowed 4 runs and 3 earned, 3 hits allowed, struck out 2, and he walked 3. And for the second game for Highland Yoder, they would win that game by the final score of 12-4 over the Massillon Tigers. Massillon led 3-1 after 1. However, Highland came back with a key 9-run third inning to take a 10-3 lead, and he tacked on 2 more runs in the fourth, and Highland wins it by the final score of 12-4. For Highland Yoder, they had 12 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, 3 left on base. Massillon finished up with 4 runs on 7 hits, 5 errors, and 3 left on base. On the mound for Highland getting the win in relief was Josie Janae, who went 4 innings, allowed 1 run, 3 hits, struck out 3, and walked 3 batters. For the Highland hometown Hawks, in the afternoon/evening games, they would fall to the CTK Lions out of the Baltic by the score of 10-0 in 4 innings. As for the Lions, they had 10 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 3 left on base. For the Highland hometown, they would finish up with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nothing left on base. It would be Lincoln Knox through the no-hitter through 4 innings. Only a base runner was a walk, as he allowed no hits, struck out 7, and he walked 1. Then in the other game for the final game of pool play for the Highland Hawks hometown team, they would fall 13-0 to the Highland Hornets black team out of Medina. The Highland Hornets had 13 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 2 left on base. Highland Hawks hometown finished up with no runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 6 left on base. Justin Ragovich got the win on the mound for the Highland Hawks, the final Hornets team out of Medina. So again, in the first day of pool play in the NEO Community Showcase from Willock Park in Canton, the Highland Hawks Yoder team went 2-0. The Highland Hawks hometown team finishes up at 0-2 before bracket play takes place on Sunday. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Roy.